Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. It's another Monday, and this particular Monday is Money Monday with the greater Susquehanna Valley. They used to be just spectacular. Now they're greater.
Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce.
And Bob Garrett is here with us this morning with some guests. We'll get to them in just a minute after we tell you that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number when we open the phones will be 570-743-9565. You can email us anytime at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put the key phrase OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. Sunbury Motor Company is a master towing service with decades of experience. SMS, Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. And I promised you Bob Garrett from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the CEO and president of that wonderful organization to which I have belonged for many, many years, even before you were here.
That's right, Joe. You actually predate me, so you can be, although I think I was transportation chairman before you were.
You were indeed,
yeah,
yes.
So there we go. And we were formerly the Central Susquehanna Valley Chamber, not the adequate Susquehanna Valley Chamber or whatever I was being accused of.
I understand next we're going to be the Magnificent.
There we go. Well, Joe's wondering when we're going to start our Zeus Award, and I promised him he would be our first awardee if we were to do such a thing.
Well, you have the Athena Award. I think it's only proper to have one for Zeus.
The equal time, right? Well, enough of this banter. Joe, let's get right into it. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs have their royalty, and we have our royalty with us today. We have the 2023 Milton Harvest Festival Princess with us, Elaina Chapel, along with her, not Hugh Jackman, the way Taylor Swift, but Janetta Reed, who Janetta was the pageant, or is the pageant chair, I guess. Is it a lifetime appointment, Janetta, or is it year after year?
Oh, I don't know about lifetime, but year after year for now.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here, both of you.
These have a way of turning into lifetime appointments.
Okay. Well, Elaina, we want to really, what we're really interested in today is getting a more of a youthful perspective or a younger eye on some of the issues that we've been talking about for decades here in the greater Susquehanna Valley. But before we do that, and because your time with us is short, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Listeners will be interested in hearing about your community and school activities, and also while you're telling us about those, tell us about the community organization who sponsored you recently in the 2023 Milton Harvest Princess Contest.
Yes, well, thank you for having me today. It's a really big opportunity, experience I've never had before, so I'm super excited. My community organization was the Milton Public Library, and let me just say, I love the Milton Public Library. First off, it's so beautiful. Just going there, it's right off Broadway in Milton, but not mentioning it just being beautiful, they do so many things for our community that I think people don't even realize. For example, today after school, they're having a story time for children, and then every Wednesday they also do like crafts where kids can come in and they do take-home crafts. So they have a set thing for people to do, and the kids just come in, have a great time, and get to take their craft home. So I think that's really amazing. Not to mention, they have pretty much every book you could ever think of. They're great for studying. And just having, you know, I love to read, so every time I need a book, I just go over to the library. And about myself, I'm a member of the National Honor Society and Spanish Honor Society, as well as the Art Honor Society in our school, which I love, especially our Honor Society. We really help make the school beautiful. I think it's one of my favorite things. I love art, so it's really cool opportunities. And we also do community services with those societies. And I'm also a member of the soccer team. I love soccer. It's my favorite sport, and I've played it ever since I was little. So I hope to really enjoy my senior season this year.
Well, that's great news. And the Joe, I recently had the opportunity to be one of the five judges at the Milton Harvest Princess competition. We had 14 contestants, and I came away from that night I was the only person floating higher than me that day. That evening was probably Elena, who was recently crowned the princess. You know, when you sit there and watch these 15 young women talk about their visions, their background, they were so poised, and I guess I would almost use the term professional in their presentations. It just really it really gave me a shot of our best days absolutely do still lie ahead. But let me get into one of the things that most impressed me, Elena, that evening was your presentation. I believe there are three parts of the contest, and your presentation, I was almost taking notes. I felt like you were the professor and I was the student. But can you highlight that presentation and what you talked about? The theme, as I recall, of this year's Milton Harvest Festival is plant today, harvest tomorrow. Did I get that right, Janetta?
You did.
Oh, there we go. Plant today, harvest tomorrow. And of course, you can't be in Milton and not make a connection back to the tomato harvest and Chef Boyardee and the farms that surround Milton. But tell us about your presentation, what you talked about, your sort of vision for the future.
So my main vision for the future is the fact that a community isn't necessarily the things that are in a community, like the businesses. It's really all about the people and about the kindness that we show in our community. I feel like just being kind to each other really brings people together. And my main thought was, I do everything for the Lord, and I think that's a great way to live. Just having the faith and showing the love that the Lord gave me, show it to everybody. And just by doing that, being the willingness to jump into opportunities and to jump in to help your community brings so many people together, and it inspires so many people to also want to help their community. I feel like when you're volunteering, it's not about what you're bringing yourself. It's about what you're bringing your town, and I think that's just really cool how...
You're on the wrong program for that kind of thing, Elena. We argue politics here most days.
We're not
often very kind to one
we're
another.
We're not kind to each other. Well, you know, maybe you need a little bit of the Elena touch and learn to be a little more kind to each other.
We bring her in and we start getting heated, we'll just have her go in and tell us we're misbehaving.
Well, you know, Joe, what Elena's talking about, I wonder if that struck a chord with you. Yeah, you're probably one of the most senior and longest-serving community leaders in the Valley, and to hear a young person talk about a community's more than just buildings and infrastructure and all that. It's about the people and the people getting along. What do you think when you hear something like that?
I think Elena ought to run for public office.
Yeah. Okay. You probably want to get to school right now and finish up your education, but is public service possibly in your future, Elena?
Well, I don't know much about politics or anything like that, but I would love to help people. So,
well, there you go. That's the most important
that
characteristic.
That is usually the best motivation for public service.
Right, right.
Desire to help.
Janetta, as the chair of the pageant, looked like you had quite an army of helpers at that. But clearly, you're after something in Milton. You're carrying on a tradition with the princess contest. But what is the other? What else motivates you to put these hours into putting on the pageant, which, by the way, Joe, I told you there were 14 people in the front. Each one of them had two or three people helping them, but there's 300 people sitting behind the judges. It was a packed night, and it was a horrendous weather night in Milton. Probably everybody would have liked to have been anywhere but outside that night. Now, we were in the Milton Fulton High School auditorium, which, by the way, the school really is beautiful. The murals throughout the school are beautiful. So your art association is doing a great job. But Janetta, back to you. What motivates you and your group to pull this off every year?
It's community service, giving back, having an impact that makes a difference on our future. The girls that participate in the pageant year after year are impacted by the Harvest Festival pageant. And I can say that because I myself participated in the pageant back in 1997. I'm kind of dating myself there, but it had a huge impact on my life. And being able to give back to the community today and help the girls that are participating now and for years to come is really rewarding and exciting to me.
Why a pageant? I mean, of all the things you could do to promote the kind of community things Elena's talking about, why is a pageant particularly, how does that work to achieve your goal?
It helps the girls with public speaking. Some of them do not have the opportunity to practice public speaking going through high school. So when they get into college or get into the business, they have that opportunity and that experience that helps them. It's also learning about the service organizations in the community. I was sponsored by the Milton Rotary Club when I was in, and now I am a part of the Milton Rotary Club.
Rotary, that spells Rotary.
Rotary,
you sing that
Rotary
song, right?
Let's sing along, yeah. You know, the biggest shock of this whole presentation or this whole radio show this morning is that Janetta went through in 1997. Somewhere in Milton, there's a fountain of youth, Joe, that we need to find it so we can be as youthful as you, Janetta. But, well, let me get to our last question and the thing we really, really want to hear from you. Elena, and that is that you know, Joe and I work, Janetta, we work on stickiness. We try to keep the young professionals that come to the area to attract them and then have them stay here. We also talk about we want to create magnetism, whereas you know, we want you to go off and get the best education you can, see the world. But when it might become time to have your career started or raise a family, et cetera, you would think about coming back to this area. So let me ask you, it's a two-part question. First part is, what do you like best about living in Milton and in the greater Susquehanna Valley? And secondly, if you could change one thing, or if you could talk to, with your Harvest Princess, you got a magic wand and there's one thing you could change, what would that thing be? And what would you like the leaders of this valley to hear from young people like yourself about making this a more hospitable, more friendly place where people are nice to each other? So
yes. Sorry. So one thing that I like best about Milton is the fact that I feel like we have so many locally run businesses and small businesses that started in Milton and are thriving in Milton. For example, I was just thinking about this last night, but we have Baked by Brenna, which I don't even think I knew was in Milton until this last year, and it is probably one of my favorite bakeries to go to now. Obviously, we have the Breaking Bread Company, and we have Cuts by Chrissy, Charlie's Corner, but just so many local businesses that really help make Milton what it is. And then if there's one thing I could change, I love all the restaurants and stuff that we have in Milton, but I think it would be beneficial to add more places where families and friends could go to do different activities. Like, we have bowling, but honestly, that's what my family did when we had a free day and we wanted to do something in town. Just more fun places where we can get together and fellowship.
That's a great answer. Thank you, Elena. And we have to take our break. Do you want to wrap this
fine
up? No, go ahead.
If there's
something you want to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Princess Elena, for being here, and Madam Chairwoman, Janetta, thank you for being with us today. And we got it. Really what you're proposing is more community-based activities where families and folks can get together and do things together. So
that's great.
Check that box.
Wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Thank you both for coming. And Bob, we'll be back in just a moment with the rest of the program. And your chair, Amy Buhner, is on the phone ready to talk to us about unemployment numbers.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
What is Plume from Service Electric? Plume spreads Wi-Fi from your existing modem to every corner of your home at full speed. Plume doesn't just make your Wi-Fi faster. It intelligently adapts to your environment and manages your Wi-Fi network 24/7 based on insights like the number and types of devices you have connected. With the Plume Home Pass app, you'll get perks like parental controls, full visibility into speed and performance, always-on cyber protection against online threats, in-home motion sensing, and more. Visit secv.com/plume for more details.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me is Bob Garrett, and on the line is Amy Buhner, the chair of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Bob's going to talk about unemployment numbers, and we're all hopefully gainfully employed, the three of us.
Yeah, I think things are going well.
And, good.
Yeah. All righty, Amy. Thanks for listening in. I hope you got to hear some of Elena's presentation and talked about, when I asked her the question about, what can us old folks basically do to create stickiness or to become magnets to attract people like Elena back to the area when they start their profession. She talked about community facilities, so she was basically preaching to the choir, I guess, Joe, when you're talking to people that have been involved with community facilities for our probably our services is marked by decades now rather than just by years. But
so how are we doing? Do we have enough jobs around here to attract young people to keep them coming back?
We still are considered to be one of the chronic labor shortage areas in the valley.
In other words, we don't have enough people to do the work.
Right, we need more people to fill the jobs that are currently open. Let me just give you a couple numbers, Joe. For example, in Montour County, Montour always tends to be one of the lowest counties in the state, but right now it happens to be in third place at 2.9%. We used to say, Joe, that 5% unemployment was full employment. They're at 2.9%. Just so to give you some example, in Montour County, there's There's probably about 1,500 open jobs and about 30 people looking for those jobs, Joe. So that that shows you that the depth of the labor shortage that we currently have.
What do we do about a problem like that?
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to be systemic. We have to encourage more construction of homes, affordable homes. Particularly, we need to make sure that any barriers from a reasonable, environmentally sensible development can happen, and we can start building some houses. Because one of the problems is if we had 1,000 people show up today to take all these jobs, where are they going to live, Joe?
Well, Amy, you're a realtor by trade, so how bad is that situation as far as affordable housing for people who might be attracted to the area?
Well, I'm always cautious with affordable because I think semantically speaking, we get a little confused about affordable housing. But right now, we're still suffering from the inventory shortages that have been happening nationally for 3+ years because I personally believe that's one of the things that was accelerated by the pandemic and not created by the pandemic. I think our area is one of a little more desire when it comes down to people researching. You have people returning, so on and so forth. But we don't have the inventory to meet the buyer demand. We're in classic textbook scenarios where it's driving prices of houses up and interest rates fluctuating mostly to the higher, a little bit higher and a little bit higher and a little bit higher sides. So hopefully there's some end in sight there, but we don't really have any strong predicting factors that say that the inventory shortage is going to be relieved in the next foreseeable future. We have to work on, and I was just in Harrisburg a few weeks ago with our state association, we have to work on some things that can help promote development, and one of those things is zoning. So you know, there's a lot of things that go into it, but you're right, we have to create housing because one of the really amazing things about our area is the affordability when you look at price per square foot and taxes as compared to larger areas like the cities. We do have folks that want to come back to our area or come to our area because it's wildly more affordable than some of the places that they are living now and can work remotely or take jobs in the valley.
How many people, you know, let's say I'm out there looking for a job and I'm willing to move for a better opportunity, what's going to drive that? Is it going to be the job that's available or the housing that's available? In other words, am I going to say, this is a great place to live, I love this valley, it's beautiful, and the housing's affordable, or is it, gee, I can get a job here that pays a lot more than I was making before?
Yeah, let me take the first part of that. I think that people, that is the jobs that's going to motivate them. But then soon after that, then they go, okay, so it looks like I can get the job. Now let's look at the housing available. If they have school-age children or they're planning to have a family, let's look at the school districts. Let's look at the availability come in and out. Let's look at the one area that we haven't talked about yet that I was going to get to is it directly affects the participation rate is what's the availability of childcare, what's the availability of transportation, et cetera. All of those things the chamber has to be involved with. You can't pick and it's not multiple choice at this point. It's all of the above that we have to be working on all of those issues all at the same time.
Well, you talked about the jobs that are available here, Bob, but what kind of jobs are they? Are they family? We always hear the Democrats saying family-sustaining wages. Are these jobs family-sustaining wages, or are these jobs lower paying jobs that aren't really going to bring somebody here but would be filled by people who live here? It would be a step up for them.
Well, you know, it really does it does go the entire gamut. I happen to know there's specialist positions open at all of our local hospitals, so that's $400,000 a year. Can you live on that?
I could make stab at it.
I also know that there's not a lot of unskilled labor gap here in the greater Susquehanna Valley. I mean, even the folks that we used to think were of the hospitality and leisure of being low pay. Nobody thinks that anymore. What has happened is all of those folks, they've had to get their pay scales up. You know, we talk about the minimum wage. I would ask some of the experts in the area, but my opinion right now is basically the minimum wage in the greater Susquehanna Valley somewhere around between $18 and $20 an hour. If you are building a business plan right now and wanting to start a business and you're going to pay your employees less than $18 or $20 an hour, chances are you're going to be going out of business before long because you aren't going to have any employees because there's just too many other places that are paying those kind of rates.
Why do people then object to the minimum wage increase if we're in effect de facto paying it anyway? What's the problem?
I think the problem with the minimum wage is, and this gets very complicated, and this could be a show all of its own, but in many cases, in almost all cases, the minimum wage is considered the basement for a training wage. That's where trainees start. Very, very few people are having careers that are paying minimum wage. And frankly, if they're getting minimum wage and they're not looking for another job that pays better, shame on them, really, at this point. But because the whole point is when you take a career, you're always preparing for the next job, the promotion. You never are preparing for the job you currently have. You always are looking forward. So I think the objection to the minimum wage is the fact that it creates basically the basement. It creates the bottom line, the benchmark. And if you move that benchmark up, all of a sudden now all the other benchmarks get moved up. I think that's where most of the opposition comes from. Our chamber's position, and I don't think this puts us at odds with the state chamber's position, is that if there's going to be a minimum wage, it needs to be a meaningful wage that makes some sense in today's economy, and also it needs to be recognized that there are some people that are early in their careers that to pay them those $20 an hour, $30 an hour is unreasonable because they don't know how to do their job yet. They're still learning their job. So I think if a minimum wage increase could include some flexibility for training wages, for startup wages, for people that have special accommodations for their employment, I don't think there'd be much opposition.
Well, Amy, let's talk a bit about the interest rates. The Fed has kept keeping the interest rates up a little bit, maybe more than we'd like. How big of a deterrent is the interest rates for home buying today? I mean, is that, you talk about availability being one issue, but what about the cost of the loan?
Well, it certainly has an impact. It changes what someone is able to purchase. So that's the long and short of it. And to the point that it's now nearly doubled from where the lowest it had most recently been. That's a lot, depending on the price range, and our median price range and median income for our areas reflects that it changes things. I've been known to tell people that I think a lot what happens is people take a real deep breath and mostly just reevaluate their position. I think it's a deterrent. I think there are a lot of the people who are looking at the interest rate to determine whether or not they will move. There's not a need. So there's still some moving around, but that is lessened a bit by the interest rate. But it really, dependent upon circumstances, but it's got a pretty significant impact on the decisions that people are making.
I would imagine it would, because it would be one thing to buy a house, but if it's overpriced to begin with or higher priced, let's say, and then you have to pay what's the current interest rate in the area, just roughly, if you can tell me?
Yeah, averaging 7%.
7, okay. Well, I came here during the Jimmy Carter years, and I was lucky to get one at 9.25, But I didn't have any choice. I either came here and bought a house, or I didn't come and take the job. So, Bob,
right.
Where do we go with respect to attracting businesses? I mean, if we talked about that there are more jobs here than there are people to fill them. So how does that cut back on people willing to move to the area? I mean, if they can't find workers, why come here?
Well, you started your question with attracting businesses. We are, by and large, overwhelmingly a retention and expansion chamber of commerce. We're not opposed to new businesses coming to the area, but that's not our bread and butter. Our bread and butter is retention and expansion. How do we attract folks? We do the things Elena challenged us to do. We make sure that our community facilities are in good shape. We work closely with the school districts to make sure that the schools are well aligned with the jobs that currently exist in the area. We build leaders through our leadership Susquehanna Valley. All of those things, Joe, we're working on to make sure that we have the best community we can possibly have for people to want to come live, work, play, and visit in the greater Susquehanna Valley.
Okay, we'll give you guys the last word. Anything else you want to add, Robert?
Yeah, I'm just going to say, Amy, let me just say an invitation to any folks that would be interested. Our Women's Leadership Symposium is coming up, at 18th Annual Women's Leadership Symposium. We'll be in downtown Sunbury on October 10th. You can get a lot more details on the Chamber's website, which is gsvcc.org. But that's a big event, and if you're interested in a day of networking with other women in the Valley, learning some skills along the way, enjoying a day of pampering and preparation. The place to be is the Women's
pampering?
Leadership
How
Symposium.
How would you be pampering women, just out of curiosity?
I believe that there's some pieces of the day that have to do with fashion and those sort of things. I don't actually go the whole day, Joe.
Well, you're not a woman, I would suspect. That would be one reason.
Well, I don't, and that's not a disqualifier in itself. I actually go for the entire day, but I do spend time there, and I know it's a well balanced, and it's a good investment of not only the registration fee but of your time. And this year we'll be in downtown Sunbury.
Amy, your last word.
I think that I did get to hear the presentation earlier, Bob, and I think it's a real awesome testament to, you know, you have some young folks that are really looking in the area and wanting to be in the area and, you know, making a concentrated effort before they leave to pick up whatever training and education, but planning for their return here. So we've got to prepare for them as well. Let's band together and do so. Always a pleasure spending the morning with you gentlemen. Thank you for allowing me to call in once again. I appreciate it. So does my mom.
Great to have you, Amy. And Bob Garrett, thank you. Amy Buhner, thank you for being with us this morning on the Mark. Money Monday is the first Monday of every month, and we'll be back next month with more excitement.
November 6th.
November 6th.
Check the date.
Okay,
yep.
Good for you, because I don't know what that date is.
There you go.
We'll be back with more of On the Mark in just a moment.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation and Evangelical Community Hospital are painting the valley pink. Studies show that early detection of breast cancer saves lives.
One of the most important things we can do as women is to take care of ourselves so we can be our best for others. Hi, I'm Morgan Curtis, a physician assistant with OBGYN of Evangelical and the Center for Breast Health. Life can be busy, but that doesn't mean health should take a back seat. I encourage all women to schedule regular checkups and take part in preventative screens like pap smears and mammograms. If it's been a while since you've seen a women's health professional, make the time and call one of our offices today. We're here to make sure you are the best you can be.
Don't wait. Schedule an appointment today with one of our women's health professionals. Visit evanhospital.com/womenshealth for more information. And if you're due for a mammogram, call 570-522-4200.
Imagine it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. The phone lines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And we do have about 4 or 5 emails left over. Some came in fresh. Some are left over from our Thursday show that I want to get to. But first, we have a caller. Stan, you're on the mark from Danville, and I bet I know what the topic's going to be, and it involves the state of New York.
State of New York.
Oh, no, it's
not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the insurrectionist from New York obstructing an official proceeding on Saturday.
No, that
by
wasn't
pulling
it.
A fire alarm. Jamal Bowman.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were going to talk about that $500,000 the NRA has to be paid by the state of New York for their unconstitutional law. But, you know,
I hadn't heard that one, but that's a good one, too.
Yes, that was just in the news this morning. I thought for sure that would be your topic. Well, you know, Jamal Bowman certainly needs to get a checkup from the neck up. I'm sorry. The guy's a little flaky to think that turning in a fire alarm is going to open a door.
And my understanding, he was a school principal, I don't know what grade level, for however many years. And I was found out that in New York State, they're required to have 12 a fire drill a month while school is in session. So he should know what happens when you pull a fire alarm. Because you know what happens to us if we pull a fire alarm and there's no fire and they find out who it is, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we get into trouble.
Yeah, but I don't see how much trouble that the Democrats will let him get into. You know, there's people rotting in jail down there in D.C. right now for obstructing official proceedings, which is exactly what he did because they were trying to have a vote on continuing resolution or whatever they were doing down there on Saturday. So I would consider him an insurrectionist, wouldn't you, Joe?
No, I would consider him a misguided human being. I mean, I don't think the other people were insurrectionists. I think they were misguided, you know, who were at the Capitol on January 6th, and they rioted. But, you know, he didn't commit a riot, but he did put people's lives at risk by pulling that fire alarm. You know, people could panic and stampede out of the building, and people could be hurt. And I think there should certainly be consequences.
Right. But I bet the Democrats will just kind of sweep this under rug because from what I understand, they're already trying to sweep it under. He just didn't understand what would happen when a fire alarm was pulled. BS. you know, I could, there's other words for that, but we're not allowed to use them on the radio. So, anyways, so that being said, but now the new senator, since Dianne Feinstein, rest her soul, has died, you know, and a new senator pick by Mr. Newsom isn't even a California resident. She was registered to vote last year in Maryland, where she is a resident. Now, that's some representation for California, don't you think?
Well, he said he was going to appoint a black woman. He didn't say she was going to be from the state of California. So.
Oh, is that it? Well, he did do that. And she checked off a couple boxes on the DEI scorecard. You know, she's black, she's a woman, she's an openly lesbian or alphabet soup coalition person. She just checks them all, but she doesn't check the important one. She's not a resident of California. And if you're going to have somebody down there representing any state, I don't care what state they are, they dang sure better be from the state and have lived in the state for at least a week.
Well, it also says that the most qualified black woman to be a United States senator in California doesn't live there.
Well, wait.
I am sure there are eminently qualified female black women in California who do live there who would be a good United States senator.
Well,
but I don't like the idea of putting a label on it, say, all right, we're going to appoint, you know, a tap dancing, cigar smoking person to be the next senator. Why not just say, I'm going to try and find the best person for the job? I don't know.
Because that's not how Democrats work. But I do have a question on that. Haven't the Democrats said that Miss Kamala Harris was black?
I believe she
Haven't
is.
We been told that?
Yes, we have been told that, and she appears
Wasn't
to be.
Wasn't she a senator from California?
Yes, she was.
So this woman is not the first black senator from California.
Black female senator from California, right.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't Kamala Harris a female also?
Yes, I said black female from California, yeah.
So this woman isn't the first. Now, she is supposedly the first openly gay, lesbian, whatever you want to call it, in the Senate. Well,
okay.
From California. I don't know about the Senate, because I'm unsure about Miss Sinema.
Well,
she flew it in both all directions, from what I understand.
Frankly, I'm not certain that Kamala Harris was the best qualified woman to be senator from California either, but she certainly isn't the best qualified vice president we've ever had. Every job she's been given, she's let slide. I mean, I don't see any leadership. I just don't see any leadership there.
Your misogyny is showing.
I don't care whether it's a woman or a man. I'd say the same thing about a man who was demonstrated a similar. Joe Biden's is very similar in his.
Well, and our fine Senator Fetterman from the great state of Pennsylvania also seems to have that problem also. But
yeah, well, so does Donald Trump. So we're on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Have a great day.
You too. Take care. We have another call, but he brought up the topic of Jamal Bowman, and our friend EB had sent a letter in, an email, which we'll get to quickly here before we take our next call. It says, I'm sure Representative Jamal Bowman's pulling a fire alarm to delay the House vote on the stopgap spending bill will get a mention on today's show, and you were right, EB, it did. And it should. It was a dumb thing to do, and he should be held accountable. But let's not forget that pulling the fire alarm is nowhere near as bad as attacking the Capitol and beating police officers to prevent the certification of an election. Nor is it worse than a president trying to overturn an election he lost. Similarly, let's recall Lauren Boebert fondling her boyfriend's crotch inside a theater packed with children and families. Definitely worse than pulling a fire alarm. Don't know if I agree with you about that, because pulling a fire alarm could cause panic. I don't think Lauren Boebert's personal physical contact with her boyfriend would have caused panic and alarm. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, also worse than pulling a fire alarm are Marjorie Taylor Greene attending a conference run by a Holocaust denier, Paul Gonsar's recent suggestion that General Milley should come before a firing squad, and George Santos being under federal indictment. Then, of course, you have the orange idiot and his 90-plus felony charges, far worse than pulling a fire alarm. So, conservatives, keep in mind these things your people have done while you fake outrage about John Fetterman's wardrobe or Representative Bowman's stupid stunt. That's signed by E.B. Lance, you're on the mark this morning.
Fine. Good morning, and a fine October day, is it not?
It is.
Yes. for the suns and skies of June and the flowers of May together cannot rival for 1 hour October's bright blue weather.
Well, if you call to recite poetry, this is going to be a short conversation.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's why, anyway, that about the NRA, I was going to comment on that, too.
Oh, were you? Okay. And I thought some people would today.
Well, can you imagine now, here is an organization, and the law enforcement professionals in the state find that their leaders are guilty of quite a few what we call malfeasance, I believe. So they decide that the organization needs to be disbanded then. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Usually you'd think that those folks would want to go to bat for the members to make sure that the people that were guilty of ripping them off would be prosecuted, right? Well, that is the reason why it was a no-brainer from the start that they were going to lose all that. But in their zeal to prosecute people they didn't like, a.k.a. Donald Trump, too, why, it's just fitting for once, you know? Okay, now, if you look at the commercials that you've been having on there and all over the place, you'll notice that in most of them, if there's a male in it, why, he's portrayed as a know-nothing doofus. I mean, think there's the insurance one, the one for that gas app, you know, to save gas. With right. them, though, there's one that is would be conducive to thinking that the man knew what he was doing. There's another one, two of them, I believe, that where he's not. And then, of course, our local real estate agent that seems to have a war on males. And then insurance. You know, you'd think that a fellow was the head of a household would know enough to get life insurance on himself before he ever put furniture in the house. But
right, you're talking about commercials, right? I agree with you. Some of them are pretty dumb. My favorite is the ones that, you know, it used to be you never talked about such things on the air, but now, you know, we have all these commercials for various personal issues that used to be personal issues, that's something you discussed with your doctor. Now people are talking about them on the radio and on television, so.
Yeah.
The world is changing, Lance. It's leaving us behind, buddy.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Wait, take a look at the comics, especially like in our local paper. There's two that are based on teenage boys being absolutely incorrigible, stupid people, let's put it that way. But then if you really look between the lines, there's six of them that are at war with males.
Hey, it's a different world, Lance.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, we got to take our final break of the day, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Always appreciate it.
Just,
you have one last thing? Okay.
Hold it. Just one quick thing, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. When you heard the people bad-mouthing the auto companies, they were yelling about corporate greed at Ford. Do you know what Ford's profit on revenue percentage-wise is?
No, I don't.
I look at their spreadsheet on the Internet. 4.26% on revenue. So that's corporate greed, why?
Hey, some people don't want corporations to make a cent. Hey, thanks,
okay.
Lance. Appreciate your call, as always. Thank you. We've got to take our final break of the day. We'll do that right now. We have some unfinished emails to cover when we get back. Might have time for a quick call, but that's up to you. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us 70236. Put OTM at the start of your message.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. So let's talk about something very important, sleep. We all do it, but we all don't do it well. A good night's rest is essential for your health and well-being. According to the Better Sleep Council, a new mattress is one of the recommended steps that will help you improve your sleep. Many people approach buying a new mattress all wrong, by focusing only on the price or a well-known national brand name. That approach can land you in a not-so-comfy mattress and a lot of regret. You owe it to yourself to try a Schiffman mattress. And at Moyers, we've exclusively sold Schiffman mattresses for 88 years. Schiffman hand-makes their mattresses, using all-natural cotton, and makes each mattress with two usable sides for long-lasting comfort. That's right, all Schiffman mattresses are flippable. Right now, through Saturday, October 14th, save 35 to 55% off factory-suggested retail on select models during the Schiffman Columbus Day sale. Please visit the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury. Sale ends October 15th.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. It is fall, and fall means football season, tailgates, and time with family and friends to watch the big game. Surplus Outlet has you covered with all your big game needs. You always score money-saving deals when you shop at Surplus Outlet. Stop in often and save even more money. These specials go by fast.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
For two decades, FBI agent Robert Hansen sold secrets to the Kremlin.
He violated everything that my FBI stood for.
People died because of him.
Hansen was the most damaging spy in FBI history, and his betrayals didn't end there.
Do I hate him? No, I don't hate anyone. But his motive, I would love to know what his true motive, so I can get that out of me.
How did he do it? Why? Listen to Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. We're not quite over yet. We do have a couple of emails and texts to get to. One of them is left over, a couple of them left over from Thursday, but one of them text is from right now, from today, and it's referring to our caller Stanley was talking about the woman who was appointed to be the new senator from California, that she checks a lot of boxes. And one of our texters says, Stanley, we're not vegetables, we're Americans. Left over from Thursday, one of our emailers says, always talking about our border. When Trump was running the first time, he campaigned repeatedly that Mexico was going to pay for building the wall, and the Republicans believed him. Nobody ever talks about that. Was that one of his great policies? Please tell me what all his wonderful policies did for you. I'm still trying to understand that. Well, I think his policies did a lot for the country. I don't think he was perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, in terms of his fiscal policies, trying to get American manufacturing back, trying to get jobs back here in this country, trying to get us to make things by loosening up legislation and making it possible for us to do those kind of things without all the red tape, I think that was a good deal. Well, still have some leftover emails. We'll get to them tomorrow. We're going to have an open phones day tomorrow. We thank you so much for participating today. We'll look forward to seeing you then on The Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.